Hey, welcome to this intermediate Ableton lesson on rack macro design for drum and bass. I'm excited. We're going to build performance-ready racks that speed your workflow and make drops hit harder. Think of macros as tiny instruments, one knob that actually plays the mix. Let's get into it. First, quick overview. By the end of this lesson, you'll have three practical racks you can drop into projects: a bass morph rack for smooth sub-to-grit transitions, a break roll rack for instant fills and crunchy transitions, and a master slash transition FX rack with a single energy knob for bills and drops. We'll use only Ableton stock devices: instrument rack, audio effect rack, auto filter, saturator, beat repeat, redux, EQ8, compressor, utility, and friends, and I'll give concrete mapping ranges and arrangement ideas so you can automate and perform complex moves with a single macro. Okay, part 1. The bass morph rack. This is an instrument rack with two chains, a clean sub layer and a gritty mid layer. The goal is to morph between them with one morph knob and add distort, low cut, filter and an LFO rate macro for motion. Step 1. Create a MIDI track and insert an instrument rack. Inside the rack, create chain A and chain B. Chain A is the sub. Load operator or wavetable, set a clean sign on OSC A, octave minus 1, amp around minus 6 dB. Add an EQ8 after it. A gentle low shelf at 60 Hz plus 3 dB and a small cut around 400 Hz to keep muddness out. Put a utility after the EQ and set its gain to minus 3 dB for headroom. Keep this chain pure and mono safe. Chain B is the mid-grit. Pick wavetable, analog or a sampler patch with a richer waveform. Add a saturator with drive around 3.5 and an overdrive with drive near 6. High pass this chain at about 85-90 Hz so your sub stays clean. Add an auto filter set to low pass, with frequency around 2.2 kHz and resonance around 0.7 for tone shaping. Now mapping. Enter macro map mode. Map chain volume of the sub and the mid to the same macro called morph. Important mapping detail. Use dB ranges, not inf. Set sub chain volume so that at macro 0 the sub is 0 dB and at macro 127 the sub is minus 18 dB. Inverse map the mid chain so at macro 0 the mid is minus 18 dB and at macro 127 the mid is 0 dB. Result: macro low equals sub heavy, macro high equals mid heavy, and the crossfade stays smooth without abrupt dropouts. Rename the macro morph and color it something visible. Next, map distort. Map saturator drive and overdrive drive on the mid chain to macro 2 labeled distort. Use sensible ranges: saturator 0 to 8. Overdrive 0 to 12. That gives you grit without blowing up levels. For sub presence control, add an auto filter or map an EQ8 HB frequency to macro 3 called low cut. Set a range like 20 Hz up to 120 Hz so raising the macro thins the sub quickly during builds. Finally, map the auto filter frequency on the mid chain to a macro 4 called filter with a range from about 300 Hz to 3 kHz. Add a macro 5 for LFO rate if you want movement. Map the auto filter LFO rate between 1/16 and 1/2 value so you can tighten or slow the wobble. Label and color your macros. Practical tip: audition macro endpoints 0, 64, 127, and a few midpoints to ensure no nasty jumps or phase surprises. Now part 2, the break roll rack. Drop an audio effect rack on a drum bus or the break channel. The idea is to have three chains inside this effect rack: dry, roll and crunch, and a single chain selector map to a macro so you can sweep between them. Build this chain order inside the roll chain: EQ8 cleanup, beat repeat, grain delay, compressor to glue. For crunch, use redux, saturator and an overdrive. Create a dry chain with nothing but pass-through. Use the chain selector and map it to macro 1 called roll select. Set chain selector ranges with sensible bands: dry 0 to 42, roll 43 to 84, crunch 85 to 127. That way, automating one knob toggles between modes, and you avoid abrupt hard switches. Configure beat repeat for DNB rolls. Try grid 1/32 for fast rolls. Interval around a 1/4 retrigger so the roll starts predictably. Repeat as your variable. Map the beat repeat repeat parameter to macro 2 roll intensity with a range roughly 1 to 8. Map beat repeat dry slash wet to that same macro but only up to 60% so you still keep attack. Grain delay can be set around 6 mm grains with a small spray, dry slash wet around 20-40%, and you can nudge its wet to respond slightly to roll intensity too. For crunch, use redux to reduce bit depth between 12 and 8 bits and a moderate sample rate reduction. Map bit depth and sample rate to macro 3 crunch so you can automate a tasteful lo-fi crunch. After crunch, add a compressor with pretty fast attack and medium release to glue and avoid spikes. Add a final EQ8 on the rack, and map a small boost at 410 kHz to the roll intensity macro, so the roll pops into the mix with some air. Usage idea. Automate roll select in your arrangement. For example, at bar 31 turn it to roll, at bar 32 sweep to crunch for a 1-bar transition, then return to dry at the drop. Pro tip. When switching chains, use dB mapping for volumes and leave small tails so audio doesn't cut abruptly. Part 3. Master/Transition FX Rack. This is an audio effect rack you put on a return or group and control with one energy macro to push saturation, widen highs, raise sidechain depth and sweep the HP for tension. Chain these devices. Auto filter first, then saturator, maybe multiband dynamics, a Q8 in M/S mode, glue compressor on sidechain and a limiter last. Map the energy macro to auto filter HP frequency with a broad range such as 40 Hz up to 8 kHz, so as energy rises you gradually thin the lows and create tension. Map saturator drive 0 to about 6 so saturation increases with energy. Map an EQ high shelf gain from 0 to plus 6 dB to brighten the top end as energy rises. For pumping, map glue compressor threshold from minus 36 dB up to minus 6 dB to deepen sidechain pumping as energy increases. Important: route a sidechain input from a kick or snare bus so the pumping is musical and consistent. Practical tip: place this return before any master limiter and send multiple channels to it. This audio version is shortened for playback.